Do remember that this is a very special month of ministry. We have expanded the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and its outreaches dramatically, and we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially during what we're calling March Madness, not in the basketball sense, but in the Bible Answer Man broadcast in Ministries of the Christian Research Institute sense. In our current culture, we understand the importance of equipping as many believers as possible to defend the faith. And the reasons are so varied and important. In USA Today, a Baptist pastor writes this: Lutherans, Episcopalians, and the United Church of Christ have broken down the barriers for openly gay and lesbian clergy. Presbyterians and Methodists are likely to follow suit. This willingness to reject the authority of biblical passages condemning homosexuality, as Protestant churches did with similar passages on slavery and the role of women, will appeal to a younger generation who see gay marriage as a non-issue and accept their gay and lesbian classmates for who they are, not what some Christians want them to be. Now stop for just a moment and rethink those words. And as you do, remember that this is not an exception. This is fast proving to be the rule. Previous generations of believers held to the common sense notion that marriage is to be between a man and a woman. A younger generation, a generation living in the shadow of the Bible, wonders, what in the world does gender have to do with it? And then note a far more subtle problem. A younger generation, says this Baptist preacher, accept their gay and lesbian classmates for who they are, not what some Christians want them to be. In other words, this pastor cleverly changes the landscape from homosexuality as a behavior to homosexuality as an identity. And even more subtly, he equates the changing opinions respecting homosexuality with changing opinions regarding sexism and slavery. In other words, just as Christians now roundly reject the biblical promotion of sexism and slavery, so too we must roundly reject biblical teachings respecting homosexuality. Now, the problem is not just that this pastor's arguments in the paper are inherently flawed. Homosexuality, unlike gender, is not an identity, nor does the Bible ever promote the practice of sexism or slavery. In fact, it was the application of biblical principles that not only liberated Western women, but ultimately led to the overthrow of slavery both in ancient Israel and the United States of America. The problem is that the vast majority of those who read these writings of a pastor in the paper do not see through the twisted logic of his statements. Instead, they swallow the skin of the truth and are transformed from change agents in the culture to mere microcosms of the culture. In this milieu, we have to equip God's people to think biblically, to think Christianly, to be able to discern wheat from chaff and heat from light. And we're asking you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. You can do that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And for your gift to the ministry to keep us circling the globe, I'll send you Resurrection Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. It is laminated. You can put it in your pocket or purse, but it gives you what you believe and why with respect to the cornerstone of your faith, not only the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but the absolute assurance that you too will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible.